Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Did you forget us? I know it's the same old trope, that's pedal to young and old. I guess I'm sold. Don't ask me, where do you come from? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Do people like you like people like me? I don't mind if we cling to the cliffside. It's all the same to me. Would someone like you like people like me? Doesn't fall too far from the tree. Do people like you like people like me? I don't mind if we cling to the cliffside. It don't matter, it's all the same to me. Would someone like you like people like me?
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, home of brand new indie, alternative, electronic rock and punk music every Thursday night, 6 till 7. Kicking off there with a great new band. They're from Manchester and they are called The Cavs. And the track's called People Like Me. Got a packed show, as always, for you tonight. Got new Berries, new Sherlocks on here. Got blues guitarist Toby Leahy's on here tonight. So many great tunes. And my very special guest tonight is the legend that is Rick Witter from Shed 7, number one album. Congratulations, guys. And this Liquid Gold, Getting Better. Number one album this week, second number one album of the year, Shed 7. This is Liquid Gold, the album, and that is obviously an old track, Getting Better. They've really done a few of those tunes, Changed it, orchestrated it. I'm going to be chatting to Rick Witter later on the show about it. 30 years in the business and, yeah, still making great tunes. Anyway, also coming up on the show tonight, got the local national gig guide, new album releases and music news. And this is Low Moon. This is Waiting a Lifetime.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the back room. Future Sounds.
Together.
New from Pale Waves there. Smitten, their fourth album, playing Sheffield Foundry tonight. And that's Kiss Me Again. I'm going to be talking to Rick Wetter from Legendary Shed 7 very, very shortly. Public service broadcasting are back with a new album, The Last Flight. Currently touring. This is Towards the Dawn. Always massively creative public service broadcasting, The Last Flight, their new album, that is Towards the Dawn. This band don't need an introduction. They are Shed 7. Rick Wetter, legendary frontman. 1994 first album, Change Giver. 96 Maximum High. 98 Let It Ride. 2001 Truth Be Told. 2017 Instant Pleasures. 2024 A Matter of Time. And Liquid Gold, which has taken a few of their songs from the albums and just changed them up. And that is about this week. And that is number one as well. I'm going to be talking to Rick Wetter straight after another one from the album. This is Waiting for the Catch, featuring Issy Ferris.
Survive. You think we're happening? It's a real pleasure to welcome Rick Witter, frontman of Shed 7, to Sheffield Live, the Backroom Show. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm very well, thank you, Paddy. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. So much to talk about in such a short space of time, but we'll crack on anyway. 30 years, yeah. Feels like I've been with you for 30 years. I don't know where that time's gone. You've had such a journey with a band. Can you, like, was 1996, 94, was that like a just, you know, yesterday?
Yeah, pretty much. But then if you think about it, it's a long time, it's 30 years. I think that's why I don't really like to think about it. And I don't really look back as a rule. I always like looking forward. But then I suppose if you can look back at any point in your career, it is on such a big anniversary year. So, you know, looking back, it's been a massive roller coaster. We've had ups, we've had downs, we've had disagreements, we've had a lot of success. We've had it all really over the years. Yeah. But weirdly, I think looking back, I think 1996 was our biggest year in the Britpop kind of times. Mm-hmm, sure. But I honestly think 2024 has even usurped that. I think we're a bigger band now than we've ever been, which is crazy, really.
Well, I've just looked at your, I've looked at your tour schedule this year, you know, even just the tour coming up, and it's just vast, isn't it? And it's so many sellout dates, and
I know, it's crazy. I mean, obviously, we've kind of built up to this point over the past maybe 10 years. You know, when we accidentally started writing new songs, that kind of changed the dynamic slightly, because for a while we were a bit of a nostalgia act where all we were doing was going out every now and again and playing old songs, which was working for us because everyone used to still come. We used to sell out gigs and we're playing old songs that people love and cherish. So the atmosphere every time was really great, but it was getting a little bit nostalgia. Whereas we accidentally started writing some new songs, and that kind of changed, moved the goalposts slightly. And now we find ourselves in a position after two new studio albums and a greatest hits that's out, or a posh greatest hits, as I like to call it, we're kind of relevant again. You know, we're relevant. We're kind of holding our own against every other act that might be out there at the minute, which is just brilliant. It's exactly how I would have wanted it to be.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think this new kind of orchestral, you used to call it the posh one, but like an orchestral kind of album, Liquid Gold. And yeah, such give a new kind of freshness to the songs. I mean, the songs are amazing, but it's just, there's like, yeah. How? Why did you feel like you need to orchestrate it? What was that? How did that come about?
So a good year ago, we were obviously thinking, right, next year is our 30th anniversary, and it started to make us think that maybe an ex-label might re-release a greatest hits package that we've had before. Mm. And we've had two or three of those. So the thought of out of our control, the thought of a label releasing another original composition greatest hits album with a different cover on it, is taking the mickey out of our fan base, because they've all got it already in various formats. We thought, right, it's 30 years, we need to do something about this. So we thought, why don't we go back in the studio, revisit some of our big songs, you know, not change them too much because people love the originals and we don't want to ruin the legacy of things, but, you know, just have a look at the arrangements of some of these songs and see if we can kind of just change slight bits that perhaps people might not really even see that much, but feel it, you know, they might feel a difference. And then to put a big orchestra over all of it, that's another big feel. I think it's all about the feels with this album. You know, I'm getting 50-year-old grown men messaging me saying, why do you keep making me cry? And I'm hoping that's a positive, you know. But, you know, you take a song like Chasing Rainbows, and it's already a very emotional song, and it means so much to so many people. I get messages of people saying, we buried our friend to that song, or we buried a family member to that song, or we got married to that song. So we don't want to about with that at all. But what we've done is we've made an emotional song twice as emotional by adding all these lush strings to it, changing the kind of atmosphere of the song, making it build. So I'm kind of hoping that these classic songs of ours, done in a new posh way, will stand the test of time and live there for a long time.
Absolutely. And then, I mean, how did you, I suppose there's some, you know, the classic hits there and some kind of lesser known ones, aren't there, on the album? And obviously you got a few albums to choose from. What was that process like? And which one of we, you know, some of you going, oh, that will lend absolutely to orchestra like Chasing Rainbows. But like the other songs, how did you all kind of get together and go, okay, like we're going to put these songs, we're not going to put these songs on? Was that stressful or did it feel like kind of fluid?
We always have discussions about things. I mean, we're in a very good position that we do have an awful big back catalogue that we can dip in and out of. So that's why we didn't want to do it where every one of them was an old hit. We chose 12 songs. We chose Parallel Lines, which is an album track off Maximum High. It's a bit of a barnstormer. But again, that didn't have strings on originally. So we wanted to, and again, talking about having strings on there, it's not all luscious orchestration. With Parallel Lines, we wanted to kind of go down the Led Zeppelin Kashmir route and a bit more fierce sounding strings, which is why we chose that song. And Getting Better's on there, because the strings on Getting Better sound almost a bit Britney Spears Toxic. You know, it's so there's various different things happening throughout that people might not really pick up on, but understand and feel that it's good. You know what I mean? I like that. I like it. You can't really put your finger on something, but you appreciate it for what it is. And do you know what? It means in 10 years' time, we can do Liquid Gold 2 and there's still loads of songs to choose from.
Absolutely.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And you had one, you know, a song on there, Waiting for the Catch, with Izzy Ferris on there, from Ferris and Sylvester, the band. How did that kind of collaboration come about? How did that
happen? So we wrote Waiting for the Catch maybe 2016. We wrote it when we were writing the Instant Pleasures album. But we ran out of time in the studio, frustratingly, because we always thought Waiting for the Catch had legs, but we just had no time to give it any justice. So it became almost like a posh demo, really. So for that reason, we didn't want it on the album. So we then were presented with this, why don't you make a bonus edition of Instant Pleasures? So then we needed to find some demos and some remixes and all of this to put on this extra disc. So we just thought at the time, right, well, okay, well, that was a demo. Let's put it on this bonus thing, which I'm kind of pleased we did now, because otherwise it might still be collecting dust on a shelf, because the reaction to it was quite crazy off our fans. Loads of people were getting in touch after it came out saying, why is this a bonus edition? Why isn't this on the album? And we're thinking, because it's not finished. We didn't give it what it needed to have done to it. And people are going, well, it's just brilliant. And it's like, well, all right, okay, right. So if you think it's that brilliant in an unfinished state, as soon as we had the discussion about going and revisiting some of our other songs, it was a no-brainer to include Waiting for the Catch so that we can give it its moment in the sun. And I'm so pleased we have, because already it feels like it's up there as one of our biggest songs. So
yeah, absolutely.
So it's great. And we invited Izzy. We knew we needed a female vocalist on it, because lyrically it's a call and response kind of thing. The sentiments, I can't live with you, but I can't live without you, which a lot of people would have experienced over their lifetimes. And it just so happened when we were recording Liquid Gold, our producer Michael had just finished working with Ferris and Sylvester. So he contacted me and he said, do you want to do this with Shed 7? And she had a go in her studio, sent it over to ours, and we put it on and thought, well, this is exactly what we wanted. She's got the perfect sounding voice, very sweet, lovely female voice that counteracts my foghorn. So it just worked really well.
with the gigs, I mean, you know, people know the words Inside Out to a lot of your songs, don't they? Like when you play live, do you feel like you have to sing that much? Do you feel like, you know, the Shed 7 gigs I've been to that, you know, everyone's singing back to you? And
the more the set goes on, the easier it becomes, because obviously when we arrive and we come out on stage, people want to hear it. So you're singing it, which is why I like to put the ones that are slightly more difficult to sing towards the end, because everyone else can just do it. You know, I'm a very clever man.
That's so, well, you've been around 30 years, Rick. I mean, you'll know all the tricks of the trade.
It's absolutely amazing. If you stand in a room with 4,000 people and they're just singing everything back at you, it's just, you know, we've built this up over the years, and we're obviously quite good at writing songs and songs that stand the test of time and songs that people take to their hearts, because we don't know we're doing that. We just write them. You know, we get to the stage where we feel that it's good enough to be shown and released for other people to get, but we don't have any idea how it's going to go down with the general public. So it's just amazing how we're still doing that after all this time, because we'll do gigs now and we'll include songs off the last album, which only came out 9 months ago. And it's not like we're playing a new song off a relatively new album and everyone's going to the bar or for a wee. They're all standing, singing every word of those songs as well. So it's just absolutely incredible, really.
It must be just amazing, amazing just playing live, having that atmosphere kind of night after night, really.
It's like having 23 parties in 25 nights, which I'm 51. I mean, are you trying to kill me?
None of us are getting a younger, Mick. But no, that's amazing. And actually, you're taking local boys, actually, from us Sherlock's on tour as well. Yes, that
will be good. Yes, I like the Sherlock's, and we've bumped into them a couple of times, and I think they're quite big fans of us. So it should be a really good fun laugh.
So that'd be on 14th November, playing Sheffield Octagon. Liquid Gold is out on September the 27th. Rick, it's a pleasure to talk to you tonight on the show. Good luck with the tour. It is a long one. How are you going to keep going with it? Are you going to get a lot of sleep?
Well, I shall just take every day as it comes, like I always have, and see where we go to from there, to be honest with you. I'm sure there'll be a little bit of sleep, but I'm sure there'll be lots of other things going on too.
That's what I'll be thinking.
Good man, Pat.
Thanks, Vic, for your time.
Nice one, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Take care.
There's things that I regret, like being called a nervous wreck and working up another sweat for you. There's nothing I can do for counterparts and bleeding hearts and all the things that fall apart for you. I don't keep my secrets there. I hide them everywhere. I could deny, but I'll never realize.
Amazing. Jason Rainbow's Liquid Gold version, Shed 7. Thanks to Rick Whitter for chatting to me about the album, about the tour. Album is out now. I'm going to do some music news very, very shortly after this band, Sherlock's, who are releasing new music. I'm going out on tour, Shed 7. This is new from them. This is Man on the Loose from forthcoming album, Everything Must Make Sense. It's a great track. Awesome new track from the Sherlock's, Man on the Loose. And that is going to be from album 5, Everything Must Make Sense, which is set for release on February the 21st next year. The tour in Shed 7 throughout November, December. And they've also announced the tour next year. Okay, let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
So, Everything, bassist Jeremy Pritchard has spoken to Enemy about his fears for the future grassroots music venues in the UK, saying they're such a vital training ground for new talent. It's been a bumper 2024 for the Manchester art rock group. The seventh album, Mountainhead, arrived in March to widespread acclaim, becoming their sixth consecutive record to crack the top 10. Speaking at the All Points East Festival He discussed his first-hand experiences witnessing the issues facing small venues and called on new culture secretary Lisa Nandy to do more to protect them. He said, "We're rightly proud of our live music pedigree in this country. We've had this amazing network of touring venues of a certain size, those 150 to 450 capacity venues, and they're such a vital training ground. They produce a long list of festival headlines internationally, and we cannot expect that sort of dominance to continue if we're shutting down our own venues." And that's on top of leaving the European Union, which was another thing we shouldn't have done, he said. And Liam Gallagher has said that he and Noel have no plans to try do any joint interviews because they're scared of the media asking them intrusive questions and trying to pick holes in their relationship. Comes after the two brothers who formed Oasis together in the early 90s, split in 2009 for intentions, confirmed they were back on good terms and announced their long-awaited reunion back in August. While no plans for new music have been officially confirmed yet, they have been sharing a long string of gigs in the UK, Ireland, Australia, the US and Mexico. Upon announcing the UK dates, the brothers told fans that these will be the only shows in Europe and vowed they will not be making any festival appearances next year. And now he's confirmed no intention of doing any interviews. That's the music news. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom. And this is a new artist called Toby Lee. Check this out. This is House on Fire. That's Toby Lee. If you've not heard of him, he's been performing since the age of 10. Self-taught guitar slinger. He shared the stage with Buddy Guy, Billy Gibbons, Peter Frampton, Slash, and more. And His new album's going to be out on this month. He's sending out on a 100-day tour, 60 with Rhythm and Blues Maestro Jules Holland and 40 with his own band. Okay, let's do some gigs for you.
Local and national gig guide.
So this week in Sheffield, Pearl Waves at the Foundry tonight, Punk Rock Factory at Corporation. Tomorrow, Seb Lowe is at the Leadmill, David Rodigan at Network. You're on Saturday, you've got Undertones and Rut DC at the Leadmill, Ist at Yellow Arch. On Sunday, you've got Paul Carrick at the City Hall, Crash Face at Sydney Matilda, Monday, The Divorce at Yellow Arch. Tuesday, you've got Pete Furman at the Leadmill, and Wednesday, Skinny Living at the Foundry. Some of the gigs which have been announced, Stereophonics have announced the big stadium tour, Anthems tour next year, 14th of June, kicking off at the John Smith Stadium in Huddersfield, and then on to Glasgow, Belhouston Park on the 28th, London Finsbury Park on the 4th of July, and Cardiff Principality Stadium on the 11th and 12th of July. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Shed 7, great guests tonight. They are touring through November 7, including Sheffield Octagon on the 14th of November. Sherlock's are supporting for those dates, but they've also announced two dates next year, 4th of July, Castleville Bowl, and 11th of July, Leeds Millennium Square with Lightning Seeds and the Sherlock's playing with them as well. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9:30. And Kaiser Chiefs have announced 20 years of the Employment album, the debut album. They're going to be playing Leeds Temple Newsom on the 31st of May next year. Also on the bill will be Razorlight, The Cribs, The Coral, We Are Scientists, and Hot Wax and Ella. Those tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock as well. Okay, we've got time for a couple more tracks tonight. This is Talking Code. Talk Like That from Talking Code. Thanks for listening tonight. Some new albums out tomorrow. New one from Paul Heaton, The Mighty Several. Offspring of a new album called Supercharged, and Skinny Living. New one from them called Day by Day. Thanks to Rick Ritter from Shed 7 for talking to me on the show tonight. And going to play out with this band. They're called Berries, and they're going to be joining me on the show next week. Their eponymous new album, Berries, will be out on October the 18th via Extamar Recordings. So I'm going to play out with this one tonight, and the track I'm going to play from that album is Jagged Routine. Thanks for listening. See you next week.